Late night tonight.
Where is she?
A fellow cop leads Pepper into a trap on Police Woman.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
What a difference a day makes. Yes, sirree.
So the guys cover little hours. Yeah.
Guys cover for me yesterday, and I'm gone from this space, this delightful space. And
would
the
you call it your happy
tacky I live in?
Your happy place, that studio?
Oh, you know what? F no.
Oh.
I wouldn't call it my happy. I will say this. I will say this, that I was discussing at the bus stop with my son this morning the fact that the thing that brings me the most joy in my work is essentially looking at a blank page and coming up with 4, 5, 6 things that I think will generate content that will be hopefully stimulating in some way, whether it be amusing, whether it be thought-provoking. That's what I do. And that, to me, sometimes early in the morning, say 5 a.m., 5:30, I'm looking at the page and I'm really starting from complete scratch, having given it a tremendous amount of thought. And then slowly but surely, through reading news and thinking about the days that have gone by, things start to fall into place. And then, you know, at the end, when I realize that's enough, it's a enormously satisfying experience. And that to me is my real contribution to what we do here more than anything else, in my humble opinion. And I really don't give a tremendous amount of thought to the technical end of things. And that was rather soundly demonstrated by immediately coming into the studio. And I have a very large 65-inch monitor in here, which I use to look at my pals, one from St. Augustine and one from Leesburg. And when I came in today, the screen was on, and sometimes it is, and it was up and running, and the windows that I have there were still there. I was going to have to put different stuff in there. I have a teleprompter. I have lots of different stuff that I use. And then by the time I came in and I sat down, it turned into a full-fledged S-storm. And because, well, Rob will have a story about the human mind, probably the reason because of that, I suddenly was clueless as to how everything works. And all I knew is that I was unable to access everything I need to access to, you know, to throw this little thing on and talk to you guys and share our fine sponsors with you guys. And it was a
Vic, Lavoris, all of the fine sponsors.
We have a start time. I usually connect with the guys at 8 a.m., 8:05, and it was 8:05, and then 8:10, and then 8:15. Then a little about 8:13, 8:14, the message goes out. And let's see what I wrote, because it was
very, very
I was very cryptic. Yes, I was. I know I was. It's here somewhere. Come on. Camera, no, you said no. Camera issue.
Yeah. Video out.
I said,
video out.
Sorry, video is down.
Yeah.
Now, that to me, that word that's used, and when you say that.
What, down?
It to me, it's abdicating the responsibility that you have. Video's not down.
Yeah.
I can't get the video up. Or yes. Get the video. It's not down.
Well, you're not a young man anymore.
Yeah.
It was explained like the internet's out. Like, I can't control this. Yeah. The video's just out.
There's no provider who's boning me today. No. There's no lightning. There's no anything. They're not calling Miss Utility because they've cut a cord.
This is
my dumb ass.
Well, let me ask a question about the process. When you send us the video is down, obviously there's a problem. What percentage of you wants it to be like an issue that is internet-wide as opposed to something
Nothing.
You've
Because
got?
I'm aware that it isn't.
I know okay. it has
oh, nothing. Automatically, you know that.
Oh, I automatically know. Okay. I wouldn't have connectivity to the internet.
All right.
Of any kind, and I know I have that. So that's out of what I'm doing is I'm trying to do it on my own, and then at a certain point, I contact Josh, who prior to doing what he does now, he was a smart home operator where he would install everything that mm-hmm. you would have in a smart home, everything technological
And I've gotten dumber phone calls.
Yeah.
Like, let's
not,
say,
not thank you, Josh.
Not from you. I'm saying I have multiple times been paid hundreds of dollars mm-hmm. to go to someone's house to plug something in. To be like, oh, your TV is not plugged in. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I unplugged it to use the vacuum.
Somehow.
And now it's not working.
And now it doesn't work.
And Rob's clicking again. Rob,
there was a click there.
You have to duck out and come back. It could be you, or do we want to say goodbye to Rob briefly, or what?
Well, let's
Rob,
give it a moment.
Just go ahead and, yeah, okay, whatever.
Because I have the bad internet now.
Uh-oh, you do, and you're now, your
See,
video
it's me.
Is way behind
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the synchronization.
So I think maybe you're going to have to, I think you're clicking too. As a matter of fact, both of you duck out and come back in.
All right.
And I'll take it from here.
All right.
Because I think I wouldn't mind having that opportunity to do that. So we'll see in a bit. Hi, everybody. It's me. Hi. I believe we're still recording. Oh, this is the way I always want it to be. Just you, just me, looking into this camera. I'm kidding, of course. So I contact our man, Josh Soroka, because at a certain point, I realized that...
Hi, Mike.
That was too quick. I really liked my intimate moment with really did.
I can go. I mean, I was, do you want me to like give was, you till like the top of the hour or what?
Oh, you haven't left yet? I thought it was a race.
No, he left and came back like ridiculously quickly.
Okay. See, I thought it was a race to see who could get back faster. So
I'm not your brother. We don't need to compete on that.
It's a competition.
I know.
So as I was saying, at a certain point when I'm convinced of the fact that I am unable to fix this problem, I call the person with engineering experience. And Josh has a lot of, experience with hooking PCs and Macs and TVs and everything you would need. So as we go through a very relevant identification of cable, seemingly was lost on me. And I know this cable. Mm-hmm. I know this cable. I've run this cable 1,000 times. I know. But for some reason, I misidentified what he was talking about.
There was a moment where I wondered if I was going to have to send you a picture of the proper cable.
That cable, we went back and forth and back and forth. We went into the computer. We said, and the computer's giving me these different screens about connecting. And together. Right. I said, I've never seen this before. Never seen this before. I've never clicked on that, but I know I can't put that up because that source has never been used before. I don't, blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on and on. And I said, well, there are two HDMI inputs. I don't know which one I've been using, he said. And then at this point, as we're winding down identifying the program, the problem, Josh said, well, there shouldn't be two. There should just be one. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I said, and I looked down on the floor. And on the floor, in red.
Yes.
It's a red cable. It's got a red end to it. It's very, very easy to see. there is an HDMI cable on the floor in my hastily, sloppily thrown together studio. And I said, this is what the idiot says to Josh. I said, mm-hmm. I thought that was just disconnected.
Well,
I thought that didn't need to be connected. I didn't realize at some point when I was stumbling, hobbling, barely ambulatory, getting into the studio, and I'm wearing UFOs today, those soft sandal things that are called UFOs, mm-hmm. and I drag my feet with them a little bit. And I think I caught the cable and dislodged it from the computer. There it is.
Well, Let me offer this, Mike.
What's great with troubleshooting, Mike, is when I'm explaining that he's moving USB cables around, not HDMIs, he doesn't say, oh, that's it, and figure it out. He just switches to, I think I know the problem. He doesn't say what he did to mess up. He doesn't say that he was wrong. Yeah. It's just, I solved it.
Yeah, and I didn't. But I did.
You did solve it.
Let's be honest. I mean, ultimately, if I was completely without clue, nothing would happen. It would be panic city, and you would have to send pictures and stuff like that.
Right.
But, I mean, I still feel like a complete blithering idiot, because if you saw, you know what, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to Josh right now. Let me do this.
All right. I agree with you, Mike. When something goes wrong, invariably it's something simpler than you thought or hoped it would be. And when it's discovered, you can't help but feel foolish because you didn't noodle it through. I mean, we always start with and it invariably pisses me off when someone says, is it on? Did you turn it off and turn it on? And, you know, even at our level, we know to do that.
Right.
But sometimes that's what fixes it. And it's just the simple stuff.
But I know that I have to tidy up in here. And I think that when you're talking about, if you were to roll into CNN, or you were to roll into even Channel 4 in Washington, D.C., or any of your local stations, your TV stations. Mm-hmm. Now, there are cameras, there's an open space where cables have to be on the road, but everything's becoming wireless. And, this studio, I know that there are other studios that are much tidier.
You were wireless this morning. It just, the wire was unplugged. That's the only problem.
And it's embarrassing.
That is, yeah. But that's okay. Really, you know what?
It's really
now, Mike.
I can't imagine why I would dislodge a wire when they are so neatly cinched.
And let me offer a compliment.
I went down there 18 months ago and zip tied everything tight.
I don't know.
Mike, let me do offer this one compliment, though.
I undid them is what I did. I hate zip ties.
Can we have the photo back, Judge? Josh,
of course.
Please. That rug really does make the room work.
Well, that's...
You mean the throw rug?
The throw rug
that I threw over the cables?
It still has creases where you unfolded it. It hasn't even settled down. It's just like, don't look under here.
Josh?
Yes.
No, you're traveling with your family. Well, I was just thinking maybe when we're doing the cruise and you're coming down to this part of the world, but no, that's a pain.
No, it's going to have to be another trip, but I will have to come down and work on that.
I get
your dislike of zip ties, but they're there for your own protection.
This is true. This is true. I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to send pictures tomorrow because I will show you what happens and what I'm capable of. I will do that, and I can do that. And can't you drill a little hole into the existing carpet and kind of run them that way? Can't you do that?
Yeah, we could run it under the carpet.
There we go. I might be doing it. You don't need to say we. I can do it myself.
Okay.
I can figure out.
Don't use a drill to put that hole in the carpet. Just use a little razor blade.
Okay, I will.
And make sure you press on the right side of the razor, Mike.
So as not to open up a vein.
That's what Mike, I did on Monday.
Yes.
We talked about it yesterday. Rob used his razor blade upside down, and when it wasn't cutting, he pushed harder.
On the blade.
So he pushed his thumb directly into the blade.
Yeah, he's an idiot like I am. We're both technologically inept.
Yeah, it's true.
You better than me, Rob, I think. And from an organizational standpoint, I would imagine your wiring situation up there.
Yeah.
Is it tidy?
It's tidy now. I actually went through it this weekend and went under, and I was able to pull out a power strip and two extension cords that I didn't need.
Okay.
So it's looking a little tidy
now. There it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not happy with
that. You shouldn't have a power strip plugged into a power strip that only fuels one thing.
You know those plastic buckets that people use for storage? You know,
the
plastic
bins. Things.
I'm looking right now to my right at one of those plastic buckets.
And did you want to send a picture of it?
It's got, yeah, sure.
I'd like to see it. I'm guessing it's a black and yellow one that they have at Costco. And Josh, did you see Costco now has smaller black and yellow bins for storage?
I have some of the smaller ones as well as the large ones.
well ahead of it. You are well ahead of the game. So. Now all you need to do is go and get some of that Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it's what I'm staring at. It's like right in front of my setup here. I'm not. Oh,
do you find it discouraging to see that?
This is the Walmart style.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. But when you see the bin and you see the wires look like that, is it discouraging to you?
This studio right now, because I have a room in my home that is dedicated 100% to this. And that's my nothing, wife
nothing
taking
in that bin
those
has
pillows.
To do with your office.
No, it was taken from another part of the house, and this was used as storage.
But
which
Mike,
I get it. It doesn't matter. It's the illusion.
Can't fit three pillows in that bin.
Yeah.
It's a lost
it wasn't
cause.
Used to store. It was used just to throw in transport and dump in my lap. You know?
Don't you have a garage for that?
The garage is
to
nuts.
Dump stuff in?
The whole house. I live in a... here it is. I live in a thimble. I live in a sardine can.
Have that beautiful above storage in your garage, and you could put the pillows there.
Yeah, I probably could. Well, or she could.
Listen, this is not about
her. Do you know
her.
What's in my house now? I have two bicycles that were out on the patio that have been in Florida weather for the better part of a year that we have a choice to make. They're nice bicycles, and they either have to be restored to a degree or discarded. And I'm leaning towards restore because you never know.
Do you want me to call Matt? Do you want me to call Matt Bloom?
Yeah, call him, get him back on the job, and I think that
pictures of the pillows.
Yeah, thank you. Have either one of you ever restored or taken a bicycle to get it a new chain and lubed up and tweaked a little bit?
Yeah, it's like a tune up.
What's that normally?
I think it's like $70.
Okay, that's worth it. They're expensive.
For a new chain, bikes are expensive.
They're Trek bikes. They're great bikes. I remember we bought Carla's. It was like $1 million.
And you'll have to probably get it painted. That's another 30.
No, I'm not going to get it painted. No, it's not that bad that I have to. But I do have to put a new seat on it.
Get something comfortable, Mike.
Yeah. Well, now, whatever you do.
It's for her.
Don't go into the bike shop and say, this is an expensive bike. I'd like to get it fixed.
No.
Kelly
got two
has
choices. I got the Trek place.
Yes.
Which is, they're super nice and really nice. And then I got the new, independent bike shop, which is closer to the house.
Is
which
that
do
called
you think I should try?
Pot smoker bikes? Is that
I
what it's
no
called?
Idea. I have no idea.
I would go with the independent shop.
I would go with the independent shop.
I would treat it like
a car. See if they can make a house call.
Really?
Sure.
Kelly has an old bike, and I took it to get this whole tune up and redone. Mm-hmm. Because she says she's had it forever and it's really expensive. And I took it in there and they said it's not worth putting a penny into it. We'd have to fix it for the cost of the bike.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Was it a Schwinn?
It was a Trek.
It was a Trek. Oh.
It was a Trek.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Bless
Sorry
you,
about
Mike.
That.
God bless you.
I wanted to talk about...
Do you think Carla could use those throw pillows to make a seat?
It's funny when I say I wanted to talk about, but he still has to cram in the joke about the throw pillows.
You see, you yourself said it was funny.
Here, come around, dear.
No, I'd rather not.
Okay, all right. We'll grab a microphone then. Go ahead.
Or a throw pillow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sit down what was the movie?
Chris
the Love
Cross?
Guru. No, the Love Guru with
can we hear you?
Mike Myers.
Are you connected?
Hey, Rob.
Oh, hi, hi there, Carla. How are you?
Frida?
Really?
Wow.
How addled did the
it's
alcohol...
It's that type of a morning?
Wow.
My God.
My
Jeez.
Apologies.
Wow.
My apologies.
Oh, my God.
I did not mean that.
Rob. Oh, my... Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
What do you mean?
Same
what?
Situation, different dude.
Oh,
no,
stop
it's
it.
Not at all.
I know. I'm kidding.
I agree,
sort of.
Rob.
Thank you.
All right,
whatever.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go pick Michael up from school.
Why?
He's gagging over the trash can in the clinic. What did you... Famous Dave's?
Thanks for just exposing the lead.
Okay. Well,
God,
go
you're an ass. I'm trying to do... Really?
He's going to miss school because of Famous Dave's?
Please... Okay, there it is.
Well, we got to
like
jump ahead.
Be one of my, it was going to be, all right, we'll jump ahead to that. We won't talk about All right, so, really?
Yeah.
Jesus
well, that means,
Christ.
Mike, that means
his
you're
stomach.
Next.
He was fine when
no
I dropped
fever.
Him off.
Well, he wasn't fine this morning. He said he was sick.
He was sick?
Yeah.
Why didn't he say he was? Oh, he's a trooper. Yeah. That's it. All right. Go get him. Thank you. Bye.
And we got to knock this show out as your clock's now ticking.
Bye, Don.
Yeah.
Bye, Don.
Hey, now that's not even funny.
Please.
One missed syllable.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Put it into the. Yeah, there you go. Good job. Yeah. Okay. Same to you.
You know, you might want a pillow for the car ride home.
Yeah. Do you want to take a pillow for the car ride home? Now I am feeling it immediate because I react that way.
That's what I do also, yes.
No, yeah. But I would have gotten it this. No, 24 hours later? You don't get it 24. You get 2 or 3 hours. If you're
3 hours is food poisoning.
Yeah. Three hours is food poisoning. He doesn't have food poisoning.
No.
But okay.
Did you eat the same things?
No.
Did he have a lot of that slaw that was a little suspect? Or?
Wow. How did you know that?
I'm trying to think what would be at a barbecue place that would be suspect.
All right, so here it is. Where did I put it? I want to see where. Okay, that's all right. It's the number 3 on the hit parade. I'm okay. I'm obsessive compulsive.
Move it to number 1.
So there is a chain restaurant, Famous Dave's,
yeah,
that I used to frequent with Porno Dan back in a very, very dark time in my life.
Can you give us one extended sentence about who Porno Dan was? Because there are people that are joining us.
But I'm glad you asked. Thanks, Rob.
Well, I mean, people don't know. That's
He's like a half-baked guy that did adult
films. A producer. You know what he was, Mike? He was a content provider.
And he came on the show a lot, and he was funny and crazy and goofy. And
handsome.
When I was single, I would go out with him and his minions to Tuesday nights at Famous Days because they had some sort of special. And we would go into the Famous Dave's barbecue restaurant. Stop. The Famous Dave's barbecue restaurant in Fairfax, Virginia, and we would eat like Vikings.
Didn't that inspire his porn series, Burnt Ends?
No. I flash forward to a decade minimum.
Oh, much
over,
more
well
than
over a decade later.
Yeah.
20 years, perhaps, later. Carl and I start a, which I talked about on the show, a bowling thing where we bowl. And we bowl in the rough part of town. Not the rough part of town, but not a state-of-the-art, flashing lights bowling alley. An old-school, run-down bowling alley.
In Old Town Estero? Beautiful, picturesque Old Town Estero?
No. Much further down in the city of Fort Myers.
Literally on the other side of the tracks?
Not necessarily, but it was it was a bowling alley that was a little threadbare.
Sure,
some of the machines didn't work all the time. It was that kind of place, but we had a great time.
Best kind of bowling alley to go to, yeah.
And it was salt of the earth. And every time we went in there, you take a left off the main drag, the Tam Miami Trail, and when you would take,
does that have to do with the fact it connects Tampa and Miami?
And after we would take that left-hand turn, we would see right on the right would be Famous Dave's. And I would say, oh, we got a chicken. She says, never. I will never set foot in there. I will never. And it was a thing. And I over the years, every time we'd go by it for whatever reason, whether we were going to the bowling alley or not, I'd say, hey, there's Famous Dave's. We could eat there. No. Absolutely.
Is it because
no.
of your past associations with it, or does she
Might
just
have
not
a factor.
Like the place?
Might be a fact. I have no idea. I have no idea. But she's not a fan of that.
You didn't explore it. No.
But I remember liking kind of the barbecued chicken. In fact, chicken is my best memory. I loved the chicken. The chicken was good. And so
your best memory of like all time or just of the Famous Dave's?
Yes, Rob.
Yeah, it's on his top 10 list.
My best memory of all time.
Yes, sir.
I go yesterday. There are multifold things going on. I have my annual. I love the way they say a physical is a wellness check.
Sure.
And then I am making my way down at, I think it was about 3:45, I'm due to arrive at the golf tournament that my son is playing, a match, the golf match.
Yeah.
And down here, the skies began to bubble and things bubbled up. And when I arrived, the van that has his golf team in it was filled with crumb crunchers. And the coach behind the wheel and all these kids. kids everywhere hanging out. And I know immediately we have some sort of lightning delay.
Okay.
And that then they all venture out, the kids from the other school and my kids' school, and they start putting and chipping and getting ready. And then blackness, right, left, east,
will
west, north, south, just everywhere. Yes.
I know that, you know, baseball can get a rain delay. Football, they play in the weather unless there's lightning. What is the protocol for golf? Do they play in the rain if there's no electricity
well,
in the air?
It's, Rob, that's
why,
a good question.
Why do you think they would not want to play golf in a thunderstorm?
I just said, Josh, if there was no lightning, would they play in the rain?
Because if it was a light rain, rain, yes, they would play.
Okay,
but the lightning alerts are what keep them going. And then the coach, the coach for the other team,
yeah,
I heard him talking, and he was a bit of I want to say this is as nicely as possible. He's a bit goofy. You know when somebody's just kind of goofy, just
in a good way.
No. not in my estimation.
Mike, just trying to help out. That's
all. And he was says 11.3 miles and moving away. And I look north, south, east, and west, and I see dark clouds. Yeah. Like every, that's how you judge it down here in Florida. Yeah. You look around and you see, is there a hole where it might be breaking up? And there's no hole to be found. And within probably at this point, another lightning alert pops.
Yeah.
The
it
coach
looked like a Frankenstein movie right on the golf course.
My son's coach, who is not goofy, says, parents, if you're here, please take your kids in your car and let's wait to see what we decide to do. And so he hops in and then he brings two of his buddies in with him. This kid.
So are you in the car with three wet 11-year-olds?
I'm in the car with three wet 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds.
Oh, forgive me.
And they are, you know what? I'm one of the reasons I've been put on this earth is to do what I'm doing right now because I am so amused. I'm exasperated like every parent, but I am yet so amused at kids. They're just, you know, we've gone through when they were tiny little bitties and they're joyous little babies. And now they're 12 and they can be a pain in the ass, but they can also bring me like great joy. And
of
you
course.
Get these three crumb crunchers in the, and they're all talking and they're blah, 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 and they're just such 12-year-olds. And I'm amused by that. And somehow, so I say to the 12-year-olds, I say, I'm not optimistic. And one of them says, optimistic. And one of the other kid goes, yeah, optimistic, you know, optimistic. And says, optimistic. And then the other one goes, you don't know what optimistic means? You didn't have that as a vocabulary. And then, so optimism, I said, guys, a simple optimism means positivity. You're optimistic. And when I say I'm not optimistic, I mean I'm not optimistic that the weather's going to break for us to be able to play that game. And so a couple of a couple of seconds go by, and it's still dark and it's raining and it's lightning. And I said, you know what, boys, I think we should all just go get ice cream. And from the back, one of the kids goes, I'm optimistic about that. If you don't think that's pure, unadulterated joy of my day right there
great.
From the, I wish I remember the kid's name. He's a little guy. And you know, I found in sports, Josh, and that on these little league teams, that the little ones are usually the firecrackers, the ones that are the funniest. They have to be, right?
That's how they stick around, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's great.
I don't know. Robert had a couple friends that were, they were brothers, and they were horrifyingly small, and they just scared me. I don't think they were firecrackers.
Oh, they weren't?
They were just little. I mean, like thin and tiny. Nothing wrong with them.
Stand in dark corners and wait for you to come by.
It was every time I saw them, it was
hello,
just
like, Daddy.
Like watching the Blair Witch Project.
So we get done, and they pull it. CJ comes by and says, that's it. No more. That can't do it. We got to put it. Time to go home. I dump the other two out of the car, and Michael and I go off. And I realize Carla's got a lady that she's meeting with for Din Din. So Michael and I are on our own. And the closest place, as the crow flies, as the drive takes you.
Right.
And I am set. I start thinking about this. I said, we're going to go to Famous Dave's.
See, I like to think that you have a list on your phone
Yummy.
Or in the car of places to go to dinner when Carla's not around.
You know, I mean, there's certainly in my mind that it's right. not a formal list, but I definitely have places that I would go. Didn't get a chance when I was up there for the weekend with him to go to where we were going to go, because I was thinking if we were close by, we would do a trip to, what the hell was that place with the ladies with the shorts?
The kilt.
Not the kilt. Not the twisted kilt. Kilt.
Not Twin Hooters. Peaks. Twin Peaks. That's what it was.
Yeah. We didn't go, though. We didn't go. We didn't go to Twin Peaks. It was too far away. So we get into Famous Dave's.
Were you asked at all to bring any of the other kids with you to Famous Dave's for the
outing? No. The parents are picking up. Okay. We're done. Okay. The match is canceled. Okay. No more for the day. We venture off, and Michael doesn't know anything about it, so he's all in. And we walk through the door, and I suddenly remember the trough that this place is. You know, it's like 4:30, so there's nobody in there except the people at the bar. There's a good bar scene. You know, if you're single and you're looking, hey, there's some catches in there. I really believe that.
You mean there's no hotel bar they could go to?
We walk in, and I immediately do not feel the same level of joy that I used to feel. I think it is a restaurant that lends itself to being shoulder to shoulder, balls to the wall, because the people cover up the dinginess of it, right? Yeah. The sticky tables of it.
I hate a sticky. You know what's worse than that? A sticky menu. Anything that's sticky, that's a no good.
So it comes out, the food comes out, and Michael comes to the conclusion that he doesn't like it either. And he gets the ribs, and I get the chicken. And the only thing I will tell you, and this is from my inner fat guy.
Yeah.
The entire meal, there was one particular thing that I really, really enjoyed.
May I guess?
Yes, you may.
Cornbread.
How do you know this?
I just know you.
Because you're a fat guy.
Yeah,
it is. And you know what you like.
Yeah, Famous Dave's, I always felt their meat tasted off because they don't use real wood when they smoke it. They use propane.
Liquid smoke.
And liquid smoke. And I think it's off. It always has tasted off.
And I was fine with the chicken, a little dry. Mm-hmm. I took a bite of one of Michael's ribs. That liquid smoke thing was all over. But the corn muffins, I will tell you, one of the best I've ever eaten. Absolutely.
Right. What other sides were enjoyed by the two of you?
It's just weird when you mentioned the slaw. Yes. I ordered French fries and slaw, and the slaw, I don't want to throw, I think it was perfectly edible.
Yes. That's high praise.
But not my cup of tea.
Was it a sweet slaw? Was it a tangy slaw?
I probably didn't have enough to really be able to give you a legitimate answer on that. It was, and I'm not going to go so far as to say nasty. Oh, yes, I am. It was nasty.
Oh,
I didn't care for it.
Did it feel old? Like, did the cabbage feel wilted?
No, it felt like it had an industrial component to it.
You see, that's the same thing again. It's efficiency over
flavor. Like it was, you know, like they got it out of a 5-gallon bucket.
Right, yeah, like it was frozen and shipped over, and now they're shipping.
Yes, like frozen, like your picture. There it is. Mike, when are you coming back from the Outer Banks, Jack?
Next week.
Okay, very
Mike,
good.
Mike, was Dave there, though?
No, not this time.
Oh, I love Famous Dave.
It didn't help that it appeared that a manager and maybe a manager's manager was walking around with a server, and they were pointing out the booths and having some sort of cleaning discussion.
Oh, like we've perhaps got to do better?
Perhaps they hadn't been tended to. It's fast. Now I can't stop thinking about my kid yakking. I don't think he got sick because of the food.
No, did he have the same sides?
Yeah, we kind of split. He had a little half rib, and I had a little half, a little quarter chicken.
Okay.
And then we had the sides, and we had the fries.
Well, I think you're okay, because it's not like chicken is every suspect.
And maybe it's being out in the rain. Maybe it's got nothing to do with the food.
Yeah, it could be a cold.
Well, you know, you're around Crumb Crunchers in a van. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, right. That's what it was. Now, but it was
he didn't lick the table, right?
No, he smelled the table though.
And
he smelled the table. Oh, it's funny you say and. Would you like to know what he said?
Yes.
He doesn't smoke. He's a dad. It smells like cigarettes.
Wow. Well,
and they don't even smoke in restaurants anymore.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah. I said, that's probably off the hands of the people that were sitting there. And he goes, ew.
your
There's
server,
my tribute. You really want to run into that joint now? Yeah, could they sue me? No, they can't sue me.
The server loves Salem cigarettes. And that's why the magic is there.
So there it is. And
Mike,
that's
I'm
it.
Sorry Famous Dave's did not live up to your memory of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Used to be joy. It was it was always packed on Tuesday nights too. A lot of guys in there. A lot of guys like eating chicken like Henry VIII.
I was going to say yeah.
Well, yeah. And then it would be back to Dan's for the evening entertainment. No, it wouldn't be. No,
he was providing. Mike, he's just a man, same as you or I.
He was an early version of a content creator.
Exactly.
We have to take a break, but we're not taking a break. We're staying with you.
And we're
going
to stay here
and
then provide more content.
Really good news. Content coming up, but this episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data's bodyguard. Here's the deal, Wade. Data brokers, you know those pesky data brokers?
Hate
They're
them.
Nasty people. They scoop up your info. They wear, those wife beater t-shirts, those nasty, and that's a terrible non-PC way of talking about an undershirt that's a tank top.
Yeah, call it a slingshot, Mike. It's a slingshot-styled t-shirt.
They get your info, their names, they get your names, addresses, social security numbers, they sell it. They take it out and sell it to whoever's paying. They don't care. Scammers, spammers, creepy marketers, you name it. That's why your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess, and identity theft is always lurking just around the corner. Data breaches jumped 72% in 2023 from the previous year. Incogni fights back. They automatically wipe your data from over 230 brokers, keep monitoring, and push back when brokers resist. You stay off their lists. Period. With four flexible plans, their protection always fits you and your family. And you're covered by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Bottom line, you're a bottom line guy. Huh?
Bottom line.
If your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off annual Incogni plans. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's INCOGNI.com/TMOS, people. Yeah, bottom line, huh? Yeah, yeah. Put the specs on, because I'm old.
I want people to understand that because of Carla's entrance earlier, the restaurant review will not be featured in today's news.
Sorry about that.
We did it. That's all right. That's all. We're using it as its own segment.
Kind of jumped the shark on
Mike O'Mara's eating out in the neighborhood.
Right. Very good. Let me set this thing up. And I was a little late to the party today. My sincere apologies.
Well, you had other things to deal with.
Now, I'm a busy guy, Rob.
Sure.
There are a lot of things going on.
Nobody doubts that.
You know. All right. Now, let me try it again. Hold on. Let me just do this. Here we go. That doesn't sound right.
No, it's not very loud. We could also go to Josh's new segment if you want, Mike, which we debuted yesterday. Speaking of sports.
Yes. Oh, speaking of sports with Josh Scirocco?
Yeah.
Well,
speaking of sports.
People love that every show starts with sports talk.
They do. They absolutely do, because sports is what America loves.
Are they bitching about it?
I don't know. Look
at how joyous Helen is up in the upper right-hand corner. Of course they're bitching about it.
Well, there
right?
is one. I got one email from a guy who was, he said.
Oh, one of your pals?
No one yeah. I know.
Well, he sent it to us. He sent it to you. What did Nancy Boy want? What did he want that doesn't like sports?
He just said he was disappointed.
Really?
Yeah.
Because too much sports talk?
Too much sports.
I got news for you. They're the baseball playoffs right now, and the NFL's in full swing, okay? And I'm having a bad year, so lick it. There you go.
I didn't honor him with a reply, but I would have said the same thing. It's that we talk what people are talking about, and people are talking about sports right now. So take that and your disappointment.
How are they going to lose it?
Yeah, how are they going to lose it, Josh?
I don't know. People get really upset about stuff.
Mike, you seem to be off mic.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. God damn it.
Fidelity. Does he sound weird to you, Josh? The fidelity seems off.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. That mic's supposed to be at your mouth, not your ear.
Just leave me alone.
All right, hold on a second.
But in the good news, Josh, you have repopulated and your video is synced.
Good. Yes.
Dolly Parton's sister Frida has fans on edge, boys.
Oh, no.
After revealing that she was, quote, up all night praying for my sister Dolly.
That's
what she said. Frida went on to say, many of you know she hasn't been feeling her best lately. I truly believe in the power of prayer, and I have been led to ask all the world that loves her to be prayer warriors and pray with me. She's strong, she's loved, and with all the prayers being lifted for her, I know in my heart she's going to be just fine. Godspeed, my sissy Dolly. We all love you. Well,
no details about what it is?
Of course no details. Why let details get in the way of a good dose of fear-mongering?
Because details would make it about Dolly, and this is about her sister.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's probably a dental emergency. That's my guess.
So I don't know because there are no details.
Yeah, well, Mike, we should all be prayer warriors.
I have an update.
Okay, give us update, Josh.
From Dolly Parton's rep, the icon is recovering from kidney stones.
No, but she pronounced the G. She said recovering.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
No, kidney stones?
It's kidney stones. It's all about kidney stones, sister.
Really? That's what you are? You know what, ass?
They should write this into the new Broadway show they're doing about Dolly, and they should have a scene where she pees through a sieve.
That's just absolutely unacceptable. Dolly Parton is an icon.
You're right. You're right.
That is complete irresponsibility by her sister, who I don't know, and I think that is just way out of line.
They did a cookbook together, so the sister's been sort of, you know, glomming on for a while.
Well, I don't think that's acceptable. Kidney stones. By the way, they're painful. I've had them. I know what it's like. In fact, of all my trips, and I've had multiples over the years to the physician at the place called ER Central.
Yes.
That may have been. There was never an occasion where I wasn't able to at least walk to the front glass and sign myself in. That was an occasion where I just went into a chair, sat curled up in a ball while my wife checked me in. That's what I remember with kidney stones.
I wish the best to Dolly and that it's a speedy healing process and she doesn't end up with a coat of many colors.
Yes, coat of many colors. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, he was fined $250,000 for giving New York Jets fans the finger at MetLife on Sunday. Hey, there are your sports.
Yeah, speaking of sports.
Jerry, let's show the video. Okay. Let's see what it looks like, okay?
My personal friend, Jerry Jones.
That's not a big deal.
He did it in a Jerry Jones way. Well, then, hey. There you go.
And that's what the fans want from him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fans. Speaking of fans, so what did that guy say about the sports?
He said, I'll bring up
the email. He sent a similar video.
No, he did not send a video that looked like that.
Okay. How did it come up on the show, Josh? You'll tell me the truth.
No, I just saw some people say, oh, it's sports again. I skip whenever they talk sports.
Okay.
That's all I saw. Nothing. All right. And I don't care. If you don't like sports, skip it.
I do. You have no idea how petty I am. I care about everything. If it's negative, I like to latch onto it and shake it around in a figure eight pattern like a golden retriever.
I love it. That's when you do it. You never let go.
So you brought it up? You brought up the email?
His name is Dennis. And he's
hello, Dennis.
And the subject line, disappointed. Mm. Hi, Rob. Dennis here. I just wanted to give you some feedback about the show. Let me first say by stating that I love you guys. It's been hard to get to know Josh, but realistically, you guys are turning into a sports channel, which is exactly what Mike never wanted it to be. We're listening to the Orioles and the Red Sox and the Giants and Miami and all those football teams and baseball teams. And I even love little Michael and that he's playing baseball, but you've gotten away from what made you guys great. And that's being funny. You're not funny anymore. It's turning into a sports channel, and it's just not funny anymore. When I listen to the
classics... Did you read this on the yesterday
show?
No, not at all.
I've never heard this. And Dennis has figured it out. We are going sports and politics.
Exactly.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
All sports, all politics, all the time.
Don't get me wrong.
I don't need any more of it. I don't need any more
of it. Well, thank you, Dennis.
Thanks
Sorry
for
you're
sending that, Dennis, to Rob. Thanks a
well,
lot.
Well, also, I think
thought
that...
Thought you'd get a sympathetic ear there. I bet you did. What did you write back to him?
Not a word. I told you this earlier.
Send him a message for me, okay?
Okay, what shall I say?
Well, F you.
I'm not done.
Jerry Jones claims that it was an accident. He was celebrating a touchdown. Right. And he meant to give a thumbs up.
Really, Jerry? You meant to give a thumbs up to Dallas fans and then point at them, but he flashed the wrong finger. Here's the quote.
Mike, before I hit send, I wanted you to just see it.
Okay.
Well, F you.
Okay, good. You didn't give me good. Here's the quote. There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand. But that was inadvertently.
That's what he said.
There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that. I just put up the wrong show on the hand. But that was inadvertently done, and I'm not kidding. If you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental. Yeah, well, then, hey.
Do you think that $250,000 fine, do you think that was covered by his acting role on the Billy Bob Thornton show?
I probably don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it might have offset
it. But I don't think he'll feel it.
No, not at all. Not Jerry. No. Cowboys won the game 37-22. Why, you may ask? Because it's the Jets?
I think that he probably has a guy with him. Mm-hmm. And he says, how much is it going to cost me if I flip
off
these fans?
A few $100 bit. Go on. Get put in a suitcase. Take it over to the NFL.
Go on. Get.
Go on. Get.
What he needs to do is have that guy flip off the fans for him.
Exactly. But, you know, if they do that, the fans are going to be disappointed.
Hey, Ronnie, go flip off those people. I don't like them. There you go. Thank you.
J-E-T, Jets.
Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree. More
Jim
than
Amato.
2 months. 2 months before the holidays. Oh, that's right. That's where Jim Amato lives.
I bet he has something to do with putting the tree up.
I should do the whole story in Jim Amato.
I wish you would. Yeah.
Pittsburgh just put up their downtown Christmas tree. More than 2 months before the holidays. That usually triggers plenty of adults who like their holidays to remain within designated time frames. But even some kids have a beef with Pittsburgh. There's a local news report about the Christmas tree, which was put up in the plaza at an ice rink.
Put up where?
In the plaza.
In the plaza, sure.
The plaza, but the ice rink doesn't even open until November 14th.
Well, they'd go swimming if they went skating now.
They interviewed a young boy named Marcus Woodruff, who said, I'm really excited because we're going to skate. But I gotta say, they should have waited for Halloween first.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Rob.
Are you excited about the cruise?
Yeah, man, absolutely. I'm bringing some, fresh. I'm not going to do that
to
Jimmy.
No. What do you call when you just...
Fresh tail!
I thought you were going for trim.
Sorry, Jim. That's kidding you. Jim, kidding you.
You are loved, Jim.
Yes, beloved would be the word I would use. Netflix is, you're going to like this, Rob. This one's
good
for you. No, that's wrong. You're going to hate it. You're going to love it first, then you're going to hate it. No, you're going to hate both of them.
Okay, I'll keep you updated on my feelings throughout the story.
Netflix is creating a competition series based on the board game Clue. Hate that, right?
Do hate that. I don't like reality shows.
Then you're going to hate it worse as it goes on.
Right.
Not much else is known except players will go through physical and mental challenges to earn clues. The classic characters from the game like Colonel Mustard, Professor Plum, and Miss Scarlet will be represented, but it's not clear how. There will also be red herrings to confuse players.
Sounds stupid.
Now, NBC has a game show based on the popular New York Times puzzle Wordle. That's in the works.
Yeah,
that's,
except by who it's created, who's creating it.
The producer? You're mentioning the producer.
Yes.
You know who the producer is, Rob?
Who?
Jimmy Fallon.
And by the way, Jimmy, when you run the promo about your new show about advertising products, and you start by saying, I love imaging and advertising products, no one believes it. Mm-hmm. Not even you.
Yep.
This is the worst use of NBC's electricity that you can possibly do. Don't line his pockets with a Wordle game show.
I watched it last night.
And? You watched the Wordle show?
No, I watched the Jimmy Fallon On Brand show or something.
Yeah, I think it is called On
Brand. It is The Apprentice, but with Jimmy Fallon. It's bad.
Wordle produced by Jimmy Fallon. Guess who's going to host, Rob? You're going to be even happier about this.
I can only go with, is it Michael Strahan?
It is not Michael Strahan. He's ABC anyway.
You're right. Then it wouldn't be...
Or Fox. He does Fox and ABC. Right?
He's a whore.
Well, he doesn't do Regis
was
anymore.
Was it Ryan? Ryan?
Oh, my. He doesn't do Regis
He doesn't
anymore.
Do the Regis show.
Who's hosting Carson now? Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Bara. Hello? Is this Bonefish? I would like a table for two at 3:45 p.m. Do you mean you're not open at 3:45? It's set to be hosted by Savannah Guthrie.
Oh, my God. Give me kidney stones now.
Yay, rah, rah. If you've never played Wordle before, you basically get six tries to guess a five-letter word. Never try it.
I can guess a five-letter word about Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah. Not on the show, though.
No,
don't do that,
no.
For the love of God. Finally today, a new study found political bumper stickers make you a road rage magnet. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
You're significantly more likely to be honked at if you have one. 900 volunteers watched simulated driving videos that showed people cutting them off or driving like idiots, and they had to rate how likely they would be to honk at them for it. This is quite a scientific study here. Some cars had bumper stickers supporting one party or the other, and some had no bumper stickers at all. The study found that seeing a bumper sticker you agree with has almost no effect. You're just as likely to honk or not honk, but if that moron who didn't use a blinker has views that don't align with yours, you are more likely to honk, yell, or maybe even extend a Jerry Jones to them.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Yeah, well, then, hey.
Well, then, I'll work it. Wrong hand.
Now, because we always like to say both sides, I thought I would come up with a number of bumper stickers to equally antagonize both sides.
Oh, great. Okay.
These don't make sense all the time, but I mean, you could put it on your car, and I'm sure you can put anything on a bumper sticker.
People
right?
don't know how much you love bumper stickers, mm-hmm. and your car is covered with them.
And really, if, in the best case scenario, perhaps all of these will be available at the MikeOmaraShow.com store.
Love it.
Here they are. Let's see. Number one, I sleep with my cats. That I thought would be
I'd
fun.
I'd cut them off, yeah.
Here's another one I thought of. My kid smells better than yours.
That's, you know what that is? That's
variation on the honor roll thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The next one. Keep the retail in Christmas.
I have that bumper sticker.
That might elicit. And then another one. You know the I Love New York bumper stickers
of
where
course.
It's just a heart? I heart China. I wouldn't mind that.
No.
And here's another one. No lives matter.
Wow. That's a sweeping judgment.
Well, we have so many controversies over that, you know, where the people say black lives matter, then the people say blue lives matter.
And exactly.
Who knows? Here's another one. This one would just probably annoy a certain type of person, but I'd love to put it on my car. Smell my fingers.
Somehow, I like that you pluralized it.
Yes, smell my fingers, all of them.
All of them. There's
and maybe the fact that I was at Famous Dave's last night did that.
No.
Let's see.
That would be smell the tables.
Smell the tables. Here's the other one. Yeah. Open borders rule.
I don't understand. These are all, you know what? These are stickers that will unite people. That's
Absolutely.
What they are. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the next one. My other car is a Tesla. You know, very controversial lately with Tesla.
Yeah, maybe we'll leave some of these off the store.
Okay. The next one, books suck.
Don't we have a store on the dark web that we could sell these on, Josh? Our dark web store?
Yeah. And then this one is, I thought we'd, we'd include the religious community here.
Yeah.
All right. And this would have to have a very, very good font. I just to get noticed. Your church smells like ass.
I would like to see the font for that, the same they use as the masthead on the Washington Post.
Be very excited.
I'd love that.
It'd and our beautiful. Final one today, proud parent of a gun owner. There we go. That's it.
Well, you don't need that bumper sticker. You just see the American flag on the back.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah,
you didn't mention
buddy.
My sticker, Mike. Which
What's
is just
that?
Nixon's the one.
Nixon. Agnew Nixon.
Love
hey,
it.
Everybody. Do you have any delightful memories But are they trapped on VHS tapes, film reels? Are you just not sure where to put them? Luckily, we have the perfect solution for you, Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the simple and safe solution for digitizing all your family's precious memories. Plus, when you go to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box.
Little it's Tom Bergeron there.
Ah, Legacy Box. Today, it's the largest and most trusted digitizing company in the world. Right now, when you purchase a Legacy Box, I don't know what's wrong with me today. You get 90 days free access. I'm just so happy that I'll have a sick kid in the house in a moment. When you get started, you get 90 days free access, Jerry, to Legacy Box Cloud. That's the easiest way to stream, share, and download your memories. It's like Netflix, but for your home movies. You can stream your vids or pics anywhere, download, organize, and save them, and store them securely. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50% for a limited time only. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS. That's legacybox.com/TMOS. And remember, wash your hands before and after eating.
Do they have soap in the bathrooms at Famous Dave's?
I didn't go in. I didn't.
That's
I didn't
good. Go I think that's perhaps best.
It was right out of the car, scratching my ass right to the table.
Smelling my fingers.
There
then,
you go.
Then get my chicken.
Very, very exciting. Very. I don't know which I want more, AI of celebrities or actors who are hated. I got to go with AI of celebrities because you brought this the other day. I was talking about this to a couple of buddies of mine because the Elvis helping people, AI.
Helpful Elvis, yeah.
I just fabulous, and I hope there are more examples of it.
Yesterday, we had a clip of Elvis eating chimpanzee ribs that I thought was very funny, and also yesterday, we had Jesus Christ playing for the Yankees, and after he hit a home run, he thanked himself.
All right.
I thought both of these were very funny. Mm-hmm. This one is hot today, and I'd like to play it.
How are these being received? Have you gotten any emails saying people don't think the show's funny anymore?
No. People loved Helpful Elvis. People wanted the they wanted the link for Helpful Elvis. Mm-hmm. But here's
and the
one
only
that
problem with the Jesus video was it was a sport.
That's true.
They wanted Jesus like feeding people. No food. No sports.
Well, right. That's in the book, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When he feeds people. Yeah. Here's one that is hot right now.
Would you look at this? The painter of positivity himself, Bob Ross. And he's
Monday Night Raw.
Tonight. That's Anna Nicole Smith, King. Raw just got real. Look at this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the ring. And he's got Marilyn Monroe on his arm.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw. Like-
Mr. Rogers. Neighbor.
Now they're talking to each
it's
other.
It's a beautiful day so to paint cool. this canvas with your blood.
It's so weird.
You walk in here with your happy little clouds, like the ring is some canvas for you to
no,
paint on.
No, that's not good, because the voice is terrible.
This is my neighborhood. And in my neighborhood, people learn respect the hard way. Ross offering a handshake. What? Oh, my. Low blow.
So Mr. Rogers kicks Bob Ross right in the package there.
I like that. I like
and
that.
I like the AI stuff of the celebrities as long as you know it's AI. You know, it's fun. It's a gag. It's a mm-hmm. trick. It's what
right.
it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think we were all very saddened, it goes without saying, when Robin Williams passed with his suicide. It was heartbreaking.
Sucked.
And it sucked. And it
one
was
of
shocking.
One of the worst celebrity deaths I can ever remember. It was terrible.
But this made me double. This made me think it's worse than eating at Famous Dave's. This made me sort of give myself a second guess. Zelda Williams, who is Robin Williams' daughter, went out on a press release and said, "Stop sending me gross AI videos of my dad. It's not what he'd want."
No, you don't
what is
send
wrong
it to
with
her? That's the problem.
I mean, that's the thing. You send it to her?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so intimate and personal. God, people are.
And what does she mean by gross?
She says,
what
she
type of videos is she being sent?
Well, I think she thinks it's a disgusting use of the of
just
the product
all AI.
Because
not they're having Robin Williams do gross.
Josh, you might want to duck out and duck back in because your latency is a little little rough right
Zelda
now.
Zelda does elaborate, Mike. She says, to watch the legacies of real people be condensed down to this vaguely looks like and sounds like them, so that's enough. Just so people can churn out terrible TikTok slop puppeteering is maddening. And it really made me think of it from that end. Now, I think Elvis has been dead long enough. He has been a subject of enough parody and coverage that he's sort of like like an open target, I think. But
well, I mean, I didn't have any heebie-jeebies whatsoever about the Elvis. I didn't have any about Anna Nicole. Iconic celebrities that were in the news. And I mean, it's not like they're doing. But with sending it to somebody, I mean, I love the idea and I plan to do it with old photos of my mom and dad.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that generated into an AI type of thing. I think it would be so much fun to
see. Like your mom and dad on Monday Night Raw.
my mom kneeing my dad in the groin.
Yes, just like real life.
Big, but you know what? With my family's sense of humor, it might be pretty cool to do something like that.
But it made me second guess myself, and I'm wondering where is the line for who is like, you know, who is open for business for doing that? And I think Josh did nail it. Is you can't target these at people that knew and loved these people. That's dark and disgusting.
So you guys talked about this yesterday?
No, a minute ago.
He just said it.
A minute ago. Okay.
Yeah, did you
Have any of these yesterday? I thought you said you had some of these yesterday.
We did. We had another Jesus. Elvis and Jesus Christ.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, the Jesus Christ one was funny. The Elvis one was really funny. And Helpful Elvis was very funny. But I've seen like, you know, John F. Kennedy going crazy and singing hip-hop music. I've seen,
That's the silly factor. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
And I'm okay with that, too. But it's just, if they're doing it and they're profiteering for TikTok based on someone who's dead, you get down to that, that's not okay, is it?
Would the Elvis videos be profiteering? Would they be is there a money element to that?
Oh, sure. Yes. And they were crazy. They're crazy being shared.
Is there someone out there that has the technology exclusively to do these type of videos, or is it available for anybody to
use? I think anybody could do it.
Yeah, anyone can use it.
I'm not quite sure how they'd be able to profit then.
Because anything that goes viral on TikTok, you get paid for.
This is true. Okay, so the views would help them. I don't know. I mean, it's new. It's fresh. I think that, you know, is it profiteering as much as just coming up with an innovative idea? I mean, do you know what I mean? I mean,
it's just like,
you say draw the line, but I don't know what line you would draw.
But you could say the same thing if you could use AI to sample, say, a vocal of Elvis from one of his songs. And put it in a new release.
Yeah, well, that's totally different, and there would be copyright infringement laws on it. Yeah, you can't use Elvis's voice.
The image is copyrighted.
Is the AI Elvis, is that an AI voice, or is that an impersonator?
It's an impersonator, I believe. I believe it's an impersonator, because it's pretty good.
I think what I worry about more than dead celebrities and profiteering is the sophistication of AI getting to such an extent where you can put out a legitimate video about somebody that's alive saying things that could be very, very damaging, you know, of a political nature, that type of thing, you know. But I think we're also pretty savvy. So far, I haven't seen many AIs that I literally can't identify. I mean, are you in the same boat with that?
Yeah, if it's real people, yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think so.
It's because they have there's something about that, you know, that wax dummy ability that they have. You know?
And being the Elvis fan that I am, and to a certain extent the Beatles too, I know what film exists, what audio exists, because they've been mining it for many, many years. So when I see something that's even supposed to look genuine, I can usually spot it right away because I know the source doesn't exist.
Do you have the Elvis helping the people plant flowers?
I can find it, I'm sure.
If you can find that quickly, are you capable, do you think, of finding it within a minute?
I think so.
Okay, so this one was the one I was explaining, and I got the teeth showing with the just the concept of there's something about with all the AI that's out there, just having a celebrity walk out doesn't do it for me. But the idea of having Elvis Presley in full regalia helping people like in their garden, there was just something humorous about that made it work for me. You know, this is the open frontier right now. You're going to get these things all the time. Yeah. You never quite know.
And it works with a guy like Elvis because there's so much footage of him. So the more you can load into the machine, the better it gets.
Yeah,
and he is so absolutely recognizable. Mike, for some reason, it is not coming up on TikTok, and I apologize for that.
But, okay, but if you get a chance, where would somebody be able to find that?
I have it on my Facebook page.
Okay. All right. So go to Rob's Facebook page and check it out. And put that up. Can you put that up at our YouTube page, too, maybe?
Sure.
And put some of those up there like we did that. We don't do that very often anymore, but that'll be fun to do. Yeah, it's like all the new technologies. It goes for a while before they get their claws into it and copyright and they water
ultimately,
it down.
Ultimately, some gonna, big right business.
Yeah, right now it's fun. Right now I say, you know, knock your socks off. Do it whenever you get a chance.
Wild West stuff. I've been considering making an AI of myself just for fun, just to see how accurate it can make it. Where it says you got to load like 12 to 20 photos and then you add some video and it learns you.
Really? That sounds like fun.
How would we know the difference?
We'll find out. Right. I'll send you, I'll make a video. You discover which one's the real me.
Now, the AI, would that be able to respond in real time? And I hate that phrase. I'm sorry. Would that be able to respond to us as we talk to it?
No. Okay. No, I don't think. I mean, where you just play the clip, right?
Eventually. That's the plan for when Mike's gone. Mm-hmm. That AI is good enough that he's just AI Mike in the corner.
I wanted to do AIs of all three of us and launch them together and see what kind of show they came up with.
Josh, can I make a suggestion? And this is not trying to make it all about me. But perhaps you could make an AI of you sharing some liberal talking points and me sharing some conservative talking points. That might be fun. Do you think it's possible?
That would piss some people off, but yes, that might be possible.
As long as you and I were both here live,
and
you know, I think that it would be acceptable.
I'll look into that.
We actually, you know, we did some stuff, some AI audio stuff with Mike already. And I think this was still pretty primitive, but I thought it was pretty good.
I'm always extra careful with my electronics.
that's appropriate for today when I kick the thing out there.
Exactly. Here we go. Yeah.
And just between you and me, I love your puns.
Thank you.
So no Elvis, though?
No Elvis. I'm sorry.
Bummer. All right. We got to take a break. We will come back. I'll tell you about my annual checkup. Yes, that's where I was yesterday.
Mike.
It's a wellness check.
Trip to the DR.
That's
different. You're going to confuse everybody, Josh.
No,
DR means Dominican Republic.
Anyway, we'll come back with that. But first, I want to tell you about DermGlow. Now, listen to me, folks. This is really, really something I've wanted to share with you for a long time because it affects me. It has affected me. And I'm so proud and pleased with the work that my wife is doing. You all have heard about the incredible weight loss people have experienced with peptides. With these prescription medications, people have lost incredible amounts of weight. I personally lost 80 pounds with these medications. You can lose weight too. Here's the great part. You can do it from the comfort of your own home just by going to DermGlowSkin.com. You just click the weight loss button. You choose your peptide. You take a quiz. A doctor approves your prescription, and it's delivered to your front door. At DermGlow, they know that these amazing products are not cheap. That's why they have great payment plans and huge discounts on select medications through the end of the year. Now is the time to stop the food noise and feel like yourself again with DermGlowSkin.com. Had a shot day yesterday. Took my DermGlow medications yesterday. I just love what they do and went to my doctor. That was one of the few positive moments I had when he said, "Hey, you're the same as you were a year ago." I said, "Thank you, doc. That's the way that goes. You only live one life. You deserve to make it the best. You owe it to yourself to visit DermGlowSkin.com. Do it today and start losing weight.
And
you will.
Mike,
I guarantee it.
I'm an idiot. I just said to you I have it on my Facebook page, and I didn't go to my Facebook page. So here is Elvis. I'm sorry it's late, but it's my own bad wiring in his eye.
Elvis helping gardening.
See this little fella here? He looks like nothing much, but inside he's got a whole bean plant waiting to meet the sun.
It's so tiny.
That's right. We drop him in the hole nice and gentle just like that, then tuck him in with soil.
And give it.
Take it easy now, ma'am. I've got you.
You're a gentleman, young man. I don't move as quick as I used to.
No rush at all. We're on Memphis time, honey. Slow and smooth.
There it is. All right.
The troubling thing about that jumpsuit never existed, but it's very funny that he does it. And
how many people really care about that?
A dozen.
One.
And then the,
How do you know that jumpsuit never existed?
Okay. I sometimes spend time on Elvis jumpsuit websites, and most of them have names. So, man. And actually, hold on.
Why don't you email Dennis a few pictures of those?
Hold on. No, stop it. Hold it. Oh, I do have it. This goes back years. There are video presence now. They have an internet presence, but all of the official Elvis jumpsuits that are, as a matter of fact, the ones that were used in the movie that came out 2 years ago are from a company called B&K Enterprises.
Okay.
And this is how you order them.
No,
and
that's
like,
all right.
For example,
let me move on to my this to is my a favorite.
This is the,
thanks a lot,
the sundial.
Rob. Put it away. This is my segment. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, let me just say that wellness check, I think, is a Medicare term that they use when you get checked out. It's free, F-R-E-E.
Somehow it has to be financial, I was going to say. Well, if they change the name.
It just means you're not sick. It means you go in for an appointment while you're not sick.
That's okay. And I went in there, and I got a bit of the thing about my doc is that my doc, I think with the assistance of those products that I was talking about earlier, got a jump start on his weight, and then he became kind of a workout guy.
Okay.
And he still walks into the office, and I'm taken aback, because he is a transformed individual. He has not only lost the weight, but he's just transformed the way he looks. That's my doc. And my doc was kind of a schlubby guy for a long, long time. And I've had him for multiple years, and he's really, really a good doctor. And so he kind of did the
tall lecture. Guy?
He's not short. He's not short, and so he's just fit. He's super fit.
Now that he's all fit, does he look like Ed Gein?
Yeah, he came in wearing the Ed Gein brassiere.
The green one, I hope.
From Monster, the Ed Gein story. So he gives me the lecture about, I said I want to take the last 20 off, and I've been flat for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to tell me what I need to do. I know what I need
right.
to do. It's a choice, really. Mm-hmm. That's where it's been. But I get it as well. And then I moved on to the prescription for a COVID vaccination. And I said in front of him, made him laugh. I said, with all this direction we're getting from Robert, and I said, F-stick.
Yeah.
And I said the F word, and he laughed. I said, I really don't. I guess I need a prescription. He said, we don't have it in our office. I think he's like towing the Florida line a little bit here. But I can write a prescription for your pharmacy. So he does that, and then they give me a flu shot. So I got a prescription for one vaccine, and I got the other vaccine.
That
was no problem.
Are you allowed to have flu and COVID like close together, the two vaccines?
He recommended that by a week or two I spread them out. I'm going to get the COVID in a couple of weeks, and then after that, I'm going to get the shingles vaccine too.
It's funny you would bring up the Kennedy that is currently in power, because there are also AI videos where they take vintage film of John F. Kennedy, and he's bemoaning the intelligence of his nephew in AI. He just seems to take a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah, he's challenged, contrarian. That's what he is. So I got that done. And then I talked about the fact that when I'm out in the sun, I'm out in the sun a lot. And when the dog now scratches me, occasionally I'll get these bruises. And
sure,
like,
you had them on your hands last week.
I had them on my hands. Don't have any on my
like
hands
our president.
This week. Free of hands. But I got the line that I get more than I used to when I was a younger man, and that is, there's really nothing you can do.
That is really sad.
For all you folks out there that may someday glide, hopefully, healthy and happy into seniordom, I will tell you that seems to be a line that is used more than it isn't.
And make no mistake, that's for the doctor, not for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he doesn't want to fool with, your hands
or
whatever.
Well, I don't think there's anything. It is a loss of fat that under the arms that causes how should I describe it? It's like, when you have an old leather baseball glove.
Sure.
And you have it for years and years and years, and the leather breaks down.
Yeah.
After
your leather is breaking down.
My leather is breaking down.
It's like the armchairs on an office desk.
Yeah, they wear
starting to flake.
Yeah, they wear. It's all flaking.
They wear out, and because I also take a therapeutic aspirin every day, that contributes to it. There are a few other supplements that you can take that thin the blood that actually accelerate that. And so
is there a pill you can take to prevent onion-like skin?
I bought a product. First of all, esthetician extraordinaire doesn't sell this. I asked her. I said, do you sell this stuff? I forgot the name of it, but I'll bring it in when it comes in. I got it online.
Mortician wax?
It's not,
is it it's Famous Dave's hot sauce?
No, it's like it's an essential oil that you put on you rub into your arms that apparently helps that situation. What are you laughing at?
I got a problem with essential oils. They're all very quick to talk about essential oils. I don't have any of them, and I don't think they're that essential. I think maybe some people could use them, but
the name's the problem.
Them. The name is the problem.
It's a shot in the dark. It was $9.99. I throw it out there. Maybe not. I threw it out there, and we'll see what happens.
We wish you all the best.
Probably coming a thimble bottle that I have. So it is where it is.
Has he told you to wear long sleeve yet?
No, he hasn't.
You know, to stop the sunspots.
But I'm thinking about that. And really, the issue I have is primarily when the dog, with its little claw, by the way, Carla says to me this morning, I don't know if I would get Boston Terriers again. Oh.
Good thing to say when you've got two two-year-old Boston Terriers in your house.
Yay!
Well,
for Carla.
You can do something about that.
Yeah. Pound time.
Well, give them an essential oil.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll wear the sleeves to do the show.
Mike, was it jojoba oil? Is that what you ordered?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Jojoba, I don't do that type of thing. I don't arrange that kind of thing. Are you kidding me?
We don't come around here, but so there thank you.
So there you go. So she says, I'm dying out at the lake there. I said, I don't arrange that kind of thing. Hey, Soul's out-of-office gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off. Now, see, when you're playing your generic music, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to tailor the music to the commercials, to get up a little earlier, to look at the spots that you put together, and then say, this music might be better. Like, let me listen.
No. All this is the steering into John Tesh.
Yeah, I agree.
Would you be willing to... Not that.
Okay.
Would it be a vast amount of labor for you to tailor these commercials to a particular musical selection?
Sometimes yes, because these are licensed cuts we have. We don't have unlimited access to all cuts to play for the full spot.
You can work around that.
How about this? How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Soul's Out of Office Gummies are your ticket to calm, helping you relax, quiet the noise, and drift off naturally. With the perfect mix of CBD and THC, they deliver a smooth buzz that melts stress, lifts your mood, and sparks creativity. Choose your vibe from a light 1.5 milligram microdose to the bold new 15 milligram gummy. When you want to fully unplug or try their out-of-office beverage, a refreshing alcohol-free way to unwind solo or with friends. Tastes so good, and when it's deep, restorative sleep you're after, Soul's Sleep Gummies have you covered. Every product is hemp-derived, delicious, and crafted with wellness in mind, so you can actually feel good about feeling good. These things can make your mindset 100% groovy. And nowadays, that's a good thing. Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Soul today. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to getsoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's getsoul.com, promo code TMOS for 30% off. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So you think maybe we could upgrade that a little bit, do you think? Huh?
Yeah, we can, but I mean, just we have to be careful about
we
it.
We got to deal with copyright.
Get silenced. Yeah.
I know we deal with copyright, but all of our music we play, we have to deal with copyright.
Yeah, but not for a sponsor ad. Sometimes we have to trim music out for YouTube and stuff, so we try not to do that during the sponsor ads.
All right. Okay. All right. Just trying to make a better product. That's all.
I understand.
All right. Play your thing.
All right. Is Mike.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
You can't do anything about
that. That's for sure. God forbid. There, we slid out of that one.
The nation station is 60s on 6.
What about copyright for these?
The jingles?
Yeah.
We've never been
slapped for them.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're advertising another product.
But the music, they do follow you.
Like we're advertising another product. So the energy put into that and maybe put into a selection that would be kind of generic for the spots would be a nice little switcheroo.
Okay.
I would deal with the music being better to match the spots than I would be with the jingles before the
Rob, you know. I'll show you how to make some AI music.
Okay, I'd like that. And they can't get us for that.
They can't get us for that.
No, that's exactly why I used AI music for beds. Because they
can't. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, because then copyright can't catch it.
Look at how enthusiastic he is about it.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. And you know what? I'll learn to use that music.
Also, Rob.
Is that the look of when you have a wire unplugged at your house?
That's the look when you don't want to do something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Rob, when you take a show off occasionally, yeah. I use the background music in StreamYard for our commercials. So that one we just had for Soul is called Daydreaming.
Okay, and you just pull it up.
Yeah, there's a bunch here. I've used this one, Beating the Ducks, many times.
Oh, I like that.
It's a nice calm.
Really, really has a nice kick to it.
Well, it depends on the sponsor, Mike. We're tailoring to the sponsor.
Now, are you mocking me? Are you mocking me with that?
Why would I mock you?
I don't know. You mocked me about the wire being kicked out.
Yeah, but you mocked me first for saying I wasn't interested in something that I'm actually quite interested in.
It was the look. You didn't say anything.
You can't read my looks as well as you think you can.
Go ahead. It's good to be back.
We need
to
take a break.
It's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's have a moment.
What? A moment for what?
Mike,
for
we're taking a moment.
Reflecting?
Quiet. Yeah, yeah. You just can't help it, can you?
Well, I mean, I fill air. That's my job for 40-plus years. That's what I do.
Speaking of air, is there any worse candy than
air? I didn't know that it actually cuts out audio.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Can you go cut out audio?
Rob cut it. It cut Rob out. It didn't cut him out. He shut up.
La.
Yeah, it does cut him out. At least on my end, it does.
Oh, in your ears, it does. Yes, in your ears.
I'll do it fast. It doesn't do it for the rest of you.
It's just for you.
Oh, bummer. Okay. All right.
Is there any worse candy than Airheads?
What are Airheads exactly? Yeah,
it's sort of a cheap taffy kind of thing.
It's the like tongue looking.
Yeah,
thing.
and they always have the weird flavors. Well, they've come out with an ad campaign that looks totally jive to me. I don't think it's real, but it's an entertaining enough video to look at where they're saying that parents are getting in trouble for trick-or-treating without kids. Well, that's not a problem, but they give you your solution, which is a robot kid that you can take trick-or-treating with you. So this is a lady with no kid.
Trick-or-treat!
Aren't you a bit old?
Yeah.
For too long, getting older has meant giving up the joy of
Dr. Phil Buckets.
Luckily, Airheads has a solution. The Decoy Boy.
Trick or treat, Airheads, please.
I'm sorry. Is this your child?
Yeah.
The Decoy Boy is a humanoid robot with innovative candy extracting technology that makes it socially acceptable for you to go trick or treating.
Please place Airheads into my human hand.
So they're saying they're going to give one away. I don't think they can give one away.
Right.
That accurate to the human sort of experience.
Do you know where my brain just went? I'm sitting there a week ago saying to Carla, I'm going off sugar for a while. Mm-hmm. And I just realized that I picked October to knock off sugar. You know,
it's spooky season.
Dogs!
Spooky season is big for sugar, Mike.
You know, for November, you should get off of turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's exactly
when
right.
you say you're off sugar. Are you going to stop drinking as well?
Well, based on recent memory, no. Okay, you're sick. Is it the famous Dave's? Why are you in here? Rob's doing his thing. You got to. I'll talk to you in a minute. All right. Wow. He looks okay. He's happy.
Of course.
That thing when they come home.
Yeah. How many tests are he missing today?
I think he's missing one big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he might have already taken it. Might have already taken. He's pretty good that way. So
All right. Josh was complaining about the changing skeletons in his neighborhood for the Halloween decorations.
The neighbors he hates.
Yeah. Now, Josh, I don't know if you would approve of this, but this guy in Kentucky, he's trouble.
A Powell County man is in jail after police say he displayed disturbing Halloween decorations that depicted the bodies of some local officials.
As LEX 18's Lee Searcy found out, the man has been in a longstanding feud with the city of Stanton, but authorities say this time he went too far.
Yeah. This is a big story, Mike.
God, nice graphic.
Stephen Markham is in hot water over his Halloween decorations. On Saturday, police received complaints about the display that appeared to show fake body bags hanging in his front yard. Police say the decorations depicted the bodies of local officials. They say one fake hanging body bag was labeled district judge with a rope around the neck. Four other bags were labeled mayor, SIS, CA, and that's zoning manager.
Yeah, you can't do that. Not even
Josh,
in Kentucky.
It could be a lot worse.
Well, how do we know SIS isn't just his sister?
Probably is.
and today the skeletons are going to space.
Hey, there they are.
I had a question about the skeletons. Do they change their outfits like overnight so no one sees it happening?
I love them. You got to get them on the show so we can interview them.
Oh, I'm sure that'd be fun. No. Yes, we have them going into space. We change their outfits late at night so it's a surprise when you wake up.
I caught the guy the other day at like 6 in the morning putting together the mystery machine. For his Scooby-Doo setup. First time I've seen the guy outside of his house.
Ask if he has any body bags.
Have you ever had any interaction personally with them?
No. As far as I'm concerned, it's like the neighbor on the burbs. We just stare.
Okay. And Mike, let's close with this. In China, they had a rally, and they wanted to, of course, boost morale because, you know, Chinese morale should always be at an all-time high.
Yes, it should. We agree on that one.
Yes, and that would be a good bumper sticker.
Chinese morale should always be at an all-time high.
So they did a sort of like a fireworks show, but all the fireworks were being shot from drones. Pretty cool, right?
Okay.
Unless you handle it wrong and all the fire just falls on the crowd watching.
Oh, dear.
Hunks of fire are falling from the sky.
Oh, no, there's an actual fire on the ground. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you think they got the drones from Timo?
Probably. How horrible. And they invented fireworks.
I know. See, it's kind of working there, but then there's more fire.
Look at that. That is a Chinese person on fire.
Exactly. Mike, and the problem is, it turns out, when they were ordering, they clicked extra spicy.
There you go. Run for your life! Well, my apologies for getting us started late today with kicking wires out at a very inopportune time. I'll try to do better. I really will. I promise to all of you listeners. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
He can't keep getting away with this! He can't keep getting away with this!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.
Bit by bit, he began to recognize his own waste.